Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, Monday fun day here, people. Welcome in another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we try and figure out what the hell it was that just happened this weekend across the board. We got, of course, finality to this year's 2019 NFL draft, trying to dissect that, figuring out what the hell happened there. We got one of the draft picks getting shot after the announcement. Just a crazy story there. We know where Josh Rosen landed, and oh yeah, we had the NBA playoffs round two kicking in. Got nothing but drama there already, like we would expect anything else from Houston and Golden State. And my word, Milwaukee, what the hell was that? We might have actually watched for the very first time Popovich's team give up. I mean, there's all sorts of crap to go over here today on a Monday. So welcome in. And Dane, did you buy your ticket? Did you go see Avengers like the other, I don't know, 1.2 billion people from around the world? Did you get any Avengers on this weekend?
No, I am not an Avengers guy. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates. Let's cock-a-doodle-do it. I will say this, though, Joe, to bring it back to the sports world, I saw that apparently LeSean McCoy was getting a lot of slack on social media. Did you see apparently he was tweeting out the ending and tweeting out spoilers with him and his child? So apparently a lot of people were pissed off at Shady McCoy. I tell you what he tweeted, but I don't want all the vitriol.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
Apparently I know who died.
Yeah, don't do it, dude, because there were people a lot of people were trying to pull that crap off over the weekend, and man, there were people going absolutely ballistic. I never seen it. The numbers were just staggering, people. I mean,
billion
I don't
with
know.
A B, right, Joe? Billion with a B.
With a B, dude. Like, seriously? Come on, man. Like, how many around the world? There were guys, it's so funny, you mentioned that with Shady. There were guys around the world who, there's always that one dude, right, who goes to the theater, and then as he's coming out of the theater, he thinks he's going to be, funny and start ruining for everyone else as he's coming out. You know, he's screaming who dies. Yeah. And one
screaming
dude got pummeled. Yeah, one dude got pummeled. And then in Hong Kong, I think they almost... I mean, you want to talk about a bum rush. It must have been about 50 people who were apparently trampling this guy, beating the living crap out of him. So probably not a good idea, if you have seen the movie, to jump anywhere and start telling people, how the movie went, because it broke but we're talking $1.2 billion shattering whatever previous record. Wasn't Infinity War last year? Wasn't that supposed to be like the end all be all, and now
people were
crying. Like, Bavona the big Avengers guy here? Is he like
the big guy in general? I don't know if he's big to the comic book movies.
I like so I'll put it this way. I like the comic book movies. I understand why people get so crazy about them. I'm not one of these people, though, that runs to go see them like opening
weekend.
Like,
whatever,
I don't care. I don't. I actually personally don't like it because I don't like that hype. I don't like people going nuts about it. I kind of look at them like, guys, you know what? There's a lot more things in life that are much more important than this, than you guys crying and bitching and moaning because somebody said something about the damn movie. Like, if somebody gave me a spoiler, I'd be like, all right, I might go see it. I might not.
Otto, who's my nighttime producer.
He's the one you gotta talk to about the
Avengers.
He's
big into it.
He's the guy who loves it. Because I thought last year, I mean, there were dudes crying. I remember, man, there were guys jumping on Twitter and recording themselves, like, dude, this Infinity War, I've never seen anything like it, man. And now all of a sudden, it's like, all right, now I got an end game. Like, does it ever end, or do we keep making billions and billions of dollars worth of these movies? Because at some point, they all got to die, right?
I don't know, but can't they all just, like, come back to life? Isn't there nothing sacred in this world, you know? I guess the question I would ask you, Joe, is what do you think there's more intensity around, this Avengers stuff or, you know, like Game of Thrones, which is also popping off right now? There's odds, you know, we've got odds of who's dying, who's living, and then there's this. I wonder where – I wonder, A, what
question.
The overlap is in fans,
yes.
And, B, where is there more just, like, worldwide intensity and fervor around it? Because I'd say it'd be pretty close. I think that we might have a poll question on our hands, Joe.
I don't know that worldwide that Game of Thrones would have it. Maybe domestically, because what it do with domestically? It made $350 million this weekend, okay? Domestically, $1.2 billion around the world. I do think Avengers and Game of Thrones, I also think it's a lot of crossover. I'm pretty sure it's the same damn person. I got a feeling it's the same person. The same one.
The weekend, Joe. You know, Avengers, Game of Thrones, the NFL draft. Or the NBA playoffs, you know?
Well, you know, the only way I could do it is like, listen, if I went out and I told you, listen, man, I'm DVRing the game here tonight. Like, I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not looking at the thing. You know, I want to go home. I want to watch this game. And then, you know, if I'm out and somebody's like, dude, did you see the score? You know, like that, I guess I could kind of probably, and that's happened to me before, where it's like, guy, I told you, like, I didn't want to know what the score of the game was. I wanted to go home and watch it. But I wouldn't get to the point where I would literally want to just crack somebody's head open because you just spoiled the end of the movie to me. I can't think of anything I'd be that passionate about where I'd be like, dude, first of all, you probably waited online for a month to get these damn tickets. So, you know, the hype building up, it's probably the biggest hype machine, I think, of anything we've ever seen before, sports included. This, the way they hype this out and how, especially with social media, I think it's unparalleled, Dan. I don't think there's anything else this much hype.
I mean, I don't know. I just go back to things like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. That's the only kind of thing that I would put up against it. But you're absolutely right. Who knows what motivates these people, you know?
Oh, my word. Yeah. Must be lonely in their mom's basement. All right, buckle up. Monday fun day. Let's do it here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed's screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Oh, oh, oh.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, Monday fun day here, people. Welcome in. It's another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And thank you guys for starting your week off with us. We really do appreciate it. And if you did spend 19 hours online and the next 3 hours in a movie theater this weekend to see the Avengers movie, we apologize. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it wasn't ruined. I just, I don't get it. I don't think I will, but you're right. I think the Game of Thrones people, too, are just as bad because they're all bitching and moaning that apparently the first three episodes have sucked, and nobody's happy with that either. It's just,
oh, really?
You know, when you, yeah, you got that much hype going around an event, and think about it. I mean, it's like if it's one thing, you know, for the first series, right? Round one in the NBA playoffs for a team like Detroit to get swept, right? But I mean, if you keep going through, I guess if you keep going through the playoffs and teams keep getting swept, you're probably like, all right, this sucks, guys. There's no way. There's not enough hype. Like all the hype building this up, and now you're telling, yeah, like no, this is awful. And I think that's kind of what's happening with the Game of Thrones people is they're getting all bent out of shape because you expect like every episode to be life changing, and apparently the first three episodes have been nothing but yawn fest. Like, all right, dude, really? Like what's going on? Oh yeah, bent out of shape, people all over the place, but. I got to tell you, it's certainly not the way in the NBA playoffs. It delivered not only on Friday. Of course, we had a couple of games that we had to finish up in the first round, and Golden State did just that, took care of Patrick Beverley and the upstart Clippers. That was always fun. I mean, it was nice. It was a good series. But they ended up, Kevin Durant just said, like, we're done playing with you guys, so we're going to go ahead and move on to play Houston. Right. And Boston and Milwaukee, two teams that also have not, it felt like, played in a long time. They finally kicked off their shoes yesterday and was like, all right, let's go. Let's get this thing going. And I don't know what I was more surprised about. I kind of figured we were going to get what we got late yesterday with the Rockets bitching and moaning at the refs and, you know, 104 to 100 game. You know, and Harden missing his first felt like 28 shots until he gets to the second. Like, I feel like I've seen this script, you know, like I've actually seen this movie. But maybe the most surprising was early on and what we got from Boston taking care of business with against Giannis. Giannis, not for nothing, my friend. Yeah, you are one of the best players in the NBA. I mean, hands down, dude, nobody's going to argue with that. You are in all likelihood going to be named the MVP this year, but that was an embarrassing game one performance against the Celtics yesterday, man. I mean, that was just, and on PS, it's why you lost 112-90. You were nowhere. Dude, MIA. I mean, I don't know that the Celtics did anything different. I don't know what they expected. Like, nobody was going to go one-on-one with you, dude. Like, they were going to, no kidding, they were going to bang the paint. They were not going to let your trip to the basket, which is where he does a lot of his damage. They weren't going to make that easy. So I don't know what the surprise that Boston threw at him was. The bigger surprise was that you only finished with 22 points, five below your season average. And, like, you couldn't get out of your own way. That, to me, was the most shocking of how the Celtics would do what just about any other team would do. Like, don't let anybody else beat you but Giannis. And for some reason, as an MVP or future MVP here, I expected more out of Giannis. I think that was probably the biggest shock to me over the weekend.
Fair enough. I mean, they did detail in kind of a lot of the sets coming out of commercial. They were showing how the Celtics were, in fact, packing the paint. against Giannis, and you saw it a lot in transition. And they did a breakdown where you would see literally them sagging into the paint, three guys forming a quote-unquote wall and forcing the ball either A, out of Giannis's hands, or B, you know, making him take the outside shot. And you see that he did shoot 5 3-pointers, which is a little bit, you know, he went 3 for 5, but that's a little bit much. It was the same as in previous series where I'd say, you'll take it if Joel Embiid is shooting from outside. It's the same thing. You'll take it if Giannis is shooting from outside. But the help defense came very quick. There was one play where Gordon Hayward came and Giannis stepped out of bounds in the paint. But I don't know if it was different, but you could have counted on Brad Stevens to do something different, you know, and in essence, they are bringing the second guy. They are bringing the help. They are going to force people like Bledsoe, like Middleton. You see Brook Lopez shooting from outside. That's how they're going to force you to win. It's like anybody but Giannis. And if that is what happens, the Boston Celtics will tip their cap. But Joe, I said it from the beginning. I said I like the way Boston matches up here against Milwaukee in this series. I think Brad Stevens is going to do something different. And the Celtics have 3, 4, 5 guys that can score when need be, where it looks like the Bucks are going to be Giannis and that's about it. That doesn't bode well for Boston, who have already stolen game one.
Yeah, they did steal him. And, you know, not for nothing, Gianni. Like, you got to be able to power through Al Horford. Like, Al Horford cannot be a force of nature for you, man, where you just...
He looked like it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... It's embarrassing, man. I mean, that was... And you know what? Good. Listen, we know... I think it's a huge wake-up call for Milwaukee and for Giannis, who kind of sleptwalk, let's face it, through that Detroit series. Not a whole lot going on there. You're looking, I think there's going to be a lot of adjustments made for game two. I do think also that, you know, keep in mind, these Bucks, one of the best teams at home, regular season, number one seed, we get it. They just got punched in the mouth big time by Boston, a team that's definitely grittier. It's got more... they're not the things. They got a star-studded lineup that they can throw at you, including guys off of the bench. They have playoff experience. They're tough. So this, I think, was definitely saw them winning Boston. I don't know where that line came from, man. I mean, it closed at 8. Like, you got to be kidding me. You were giving Boston 8 points in this game because somehow or another you thought that what they were like the what were the Pistons getting 12 like so what you're right. telling me this was only a team that was four
only
points
like
better
points
than
different. Yeah
yeah like yeah yeah I think they I don't think we'll ever see that again, certainly not in in the next game. But the truth is, listen, it's probably exactly what Milwaukee needed, a giant punch in the mouth and say, hey guys, wake up. If you want to play with the big boys here, that's exactly what you got. Now, at the same time, I don't anticipate the Celtics are going to be shooting 55% again. You know, just about everybody on that team was shooting and not missing. So I do think game two will be a little bit better. But certainly a lot of people looking at that game, anybody who had Celtics in 6, like we talked about, you're looking pretty good. Hell, maybe even Celtics in 5 at this particular point. But I do think probably one of the biggest games of the year is going to be for the Milwaukee Bucks here. What do you do in game two? Like, they have to come back with a vengeance here, and they've got to pull. You can't go down 0-2, go back to Boston. You might as well stick a fork in them. I don't know what the line is for Milwaukee and four, dude. Boston and four. But if they end up winning game two, that's a live possibility there, because I don't know that they can recover.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, we talked about that. You know, if you want to bet exact series price, remember mm-hmm. that, you know, Boston would get the home game in game 6 if yeah. you thought about that. So game Boston in 6 for an exact series price could be very interesting. I'll look that one up in a second.
Oh, yeah, 4-0 is, ooh, man.
You know, the series price has changed. The Bucks are now only 130 favorites to win the series. I'll tell you what, I anticipated this, Joe. I've been telling you I like Boston in this spot, but the way I attacked it, I feel real good about for this one. You know, I am holding a ticket with plus 650 for the Celtics
yes.
to win the East. But yes. for this series, you know what I did? I went over 5.5 games, Joe, and so I like that one a lot at this point, because either Milwaukee will get their act together and, you know, come back, or if Boston does put their foot in their throat, I still think they would ultimately win it in game 6 in Boston. So my over 5.5 feels pretty good to me right now.
I definitely yes, I do, and I listen. We had the Celtics in this series from the very beginning. We thought it was the right play, but we expected at least a little bit of pushback. I do think Game Two is going to tell us everything we need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks moving forward, and if they're going to make this at least a competitive series. The same thing can be said about the Philadelphia 76ers, who also got punched right in the face with the Toronto Raptors. We'll go ahead and talk about that coming up. Plus, James Harden. Everyone thinks it's the world against Houston. It's the world against Houston. Well, we'll dive into that, too, and see if there's any validity there. So welcome in. Happy Monday. Let's make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. In this league.
For Avengers, instead, they're battling Mickey Mouse.
Welcome, everybody. It's the greatest land in the world. We're going to get rid of all the evil.
Not Mr. Bill. Mickey Mouse.
No, I kind of do a Mr. Bill. Oh, no. Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, no. I miss Mr. Bell.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
NBA playoffs this weekend, round two's moved on. Some interesting takeaways there from this weekend, certainly from a Vegas perspective. As we saw a lot of the lines just completely out of whack there. And we'll talk about those. Welcome in here. It's time to make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez and Joe Ranieri. The Warriors beat the Rockets yesterday, 104-101. That was game one. And the Golden State Warriors did not cover as a 6-point closing line home favorite. It also stayed way under the 224 and a half. We told you the Celtics, of course, beat the Bucks 112-90 in game one. They were an 8-point road underdog. They were plus 280 on the money line. They too stayed way under the 223. And for the playoffs now, in fact, Looking at the favorites, 25-17-1 against the number, hitting about 59.5%. There was one pick'em, and the unders also dominating, 26-18, 59% as well in the unders. And this is a trend I would anticipate is going to continue to move on here, something that you need to be cognizant of, because listen, the Golden State Warriors have been one of the hardest teams to handicap going on 2 years now. They're impossible. They overvalued, always overvalued. Even now, even their record all year long has been just atrocious against the number. And yet Vegas continues to overvalue because Joe Public overvalues them. So you expect them to be 230. I'm shocked this wasn't closer to 230, to be completely honest with you, knowing that Houston was coming in. And the closing lines, also very interesting. The only place I don't think it was that surprising was game one of Philadelphia versus Toronto, where it seemed right from the beginning, Dane, that the sharps were all over Toronto. That moved from 5.5 to 6, 6, 6.5. That kept creeping up. More and more money kept coming on Toronto as we got closer to game time. And a lot of people were going, are we underestimating, are we undervaluing Philadelphia here? Are we not giving these guys enough credit for what's going on? And I think ultimately it came down to defense. And when you look at the defensive number of these two teams, the defensive efficiency of the Toronto Raptors is just heads and tails over the Philadelphia 76ers. They're a better rebounding team, Philadelphia, which means they'll get a better opportunity of missed points, secondhand shots. But they were going to play the best defensive team they have faced all year long. And it was quite obvious that the sharps, the guys that actually know what they're doing, they rate defense a hell of a lot more importantly than offense this time of year. Keep that in mind moving forward. And I think what we witnessed in that game from the very opening was, you are not going to be able to drive. This ain't Brooklyn, people. You are not going to be able to have your way. And not exactly the best, I would say, mid-range, jump shooting team, Philadelphia. And Toronto was just smothering. They smothered them from the opening tip through the end. They just, Philadelphia could not get anything going. And Kawhi Leonard, let's be reasonable, some guys just own teams. Kawhi Leonard owns the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, does that mean Philadelphia can't win a game? No, but I do think Philadelphia's got a lot more work to do here in order to be able to steal one here for game two than anybody else does, I think, playing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I told you I like my futures bet of over 5.5 games for Celtics Bucks. Right now, I like my futures bet of Toronto Raptors minus 1.5 games in the series against the Philadelphia 76ers. I do think the Raptors are showing themselves to be on another level from Philadelphia. Here's an interesting thing. As we move along, I am teaching my fiance more and more about the gambling world. Okay. Sure. And it was very interesting when we were watching this game. And I was giving her a little bit of a lesson. One of the things you just said, Joe, was that Joe Public overvalues the Golden State Warriors, right?
Yep.
You always say they overvalue them. Well, guess what? I think the exact inverse is in play with the Toronto Raptors. I think that the Joe Public underrates the Toronto Raptors for a couple of reasons. One is that Kawhi Leonard is the, least known about absolute superstar on the planet. When you say Joe Public loves Curry, loves Durant, Joe Public doesn't necessarily really believe that Kawhi is on that level. And he puts up 45 points, 16 field goals, right? The public also does not know about Pascal Siakam, who is, by the way, the second best player on that team. It is not Kyle Lowry, okay? And so I think that because those guys are undervalued, it's the same reason as why you say Joe Public overvalues the Warriors. I think Joe Public undervalues the Raptors, and I think they will continue to be a value. To your other point, Joe, the Raptors have, I think, two players who have literally won the Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA before. When you look at guys like Kawhi, when you look at a guy like Ibaka on that roster, Gasol is going to be something that Embiid is going to have to work through. You know what I mean? Their half-court defense is there. Can they win one? Yes, but I agree. I think this is trending to be for the Raptors to literally, you know, just show their difference in class.
Yeah, no, it's going to go down as maybe one of the greatest trades, I think, that we have seen midseason. Marc Gasol coming over was literally just brought over to do what he is doing against Joel Embiid. He has owned him 5 of 18 for just 16 points. That is not going to get it done. Joel Embiid is the heartbeat of the Philadelphia 76ers. And Marc Gasol just owns his ass, has always owned his ass, by the way, throughout the last couple of the last season and a half here. It is, I'm telling you right now, Embiid has not done well. He's never scored more than 20 points going up against Gasol. He's never shot better than 34% in any game. And it's not as though Gasol is exactly loaded up against Embiid offensively, but that's not what he's in the lineup
to do.
He is in the lineup to take him out of the game, which means we know Simmons isn't the best shooter. Okay. It doesn't necessarily have a great jump shot. He's not going to get to the paint. He's not going to get to the rim like he did with Brooklyn. Okay. This team is a little bit bigger, a little bit defense oriented. And you got
Kawhi on the wing as a two-way defensive beast that whoever is shooting well from outside, right? Yeah. Whether it's J.J. Redick, whether it's Tobias Harris, it doesn't matter. That's where I'm putting Kawhi, right? If I can take away Embiid with my Gasols and Ibakas of the world, right? Yeah. And if I could deploy Leonard for whoever's got the hot hand, then in essence, it's like, yeah, go ahead, Ben Simmons, beat us from 17 feet away. I doubt he's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, no, it's not. We're not dealing with Jared Allen here as somebody that you have to where Embiid will own that. Yeah, no, you're going to have to do way better than that. And also you're going to have to figure out a way, guys. You've got to slow Kawhi Leonard down in the playoffs. And we hear this. We hear the term adjustments, right? Well, there are going to have to be some adjustments here in the next game. Well, yeah, because after the Sixers got their asses handed to them, there's going to need to be some adjustments there. Listen, Embiid, there's nothing you can do. You're going to have to overcome this Marc Gasol situation. Like, you're going to have to step your game up. It's never been a great matchup for you, but you've got to, especially now. Hello, welcome to the bigs here, my friend. You're not going to be playing the Jared Allens moving forward. You've got to be able to do something here, and they're going to have to figure out a way of slowing down that whole, like you said, Pascal Siakam and Kawhi Leonard, those two combined
for 74 points.
74 to 108. Guys, they shot 74% in game one. Now, you had, I think, Jimmy Butler started out guarding Kawhi and a little Tobias Harris. Then you had James Enos. And then none of it worked. Like, absolutely none of it worked. Every time they tried throwing one of those guys out at him, in fact, the only guy that actually had any success was Ben Simmons. He didn't shut him down, but he did hold him to 4 of 9. He also missed a couple of threes when Simmons was on it. And, you know, Simmons is a big dude, man. He's got a lot of length. He's much bigger and more lengthier than the other guys. So I would anticipate that you'll probably see more Simmons on Kawhi because of that length. Otherwise, guys, you are, I don't know what to tell you. This could be a very, very quick series. And so much for that whole Toronto loses game one of every series. Right. Yeah, not so much, guys. You can see the difference in this Toronto team with Kawhi Leonard at the helm. It's all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And Joe, I don't know if you saw it, but after the last game with the Clippers, you know, there was like Patrick Beverley and Lou Williams on the set. And they were asking him about how to defend Kevin Durant, you know, and they were like, well, we tried. It's not like we didn't have multiple coverages for him. We tried, and honestly, I don't know why people aren't just basically saying the same thing about Kawhi Leonard. Like, he is at that level. Like, of course they're trying. Of course they've got schemes for him. But when you have an incredible player who is just making tough shots, like, that's what it is. And here's what I have to say. Kawhi Leonard is at that level. He is one of the 4 or 5 best players on planet Earth. Just because he's shy and up in Toronto and then was in San Antonio is the reason we don't remember this, okay? Because he was gone for the last year. He's at that level. He's one of the best players on the planet.
Yes, no, it bar none, guys. I mean, he is an absolute beast, but they've got their work cut out for him. So, you know, adjustments, yes. And they do have talent. It's not like Philadelphia doesn't have talent, but it's all about matchups when you start getting to this point in the NBA playoffs moving forward. And Embiid, you want to be the man guy? Like, you want to be, you want to be Mr. NBA? Yeah, well, you're not going to be beating up the Jared Allens of the world all year long. The only thing that's going to matter right now is what you do from here. Can you overcome the Marcus Gasol and Ken Simmons and some sort of rotation? Can you guys overcome what Kawhi Leonard has done, not just once? I mean, this isn't – we're talking about a guy that has owned your ass every time he has played. So I hope they figure it out, make it a series, because if not, going to be very short-lived. We'll give you actually the latest from Vegas. The numbers are out, not only for Philadelphia, Toronto, but Portland-Denver game one. Nice. We'll tell you what Vegas thinks. That's coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just gonna try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Welcome in on a Monday. Monday is a fun day here, people. I want to let you know, too, if you haven't done so already, why don't you guys start swinging for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. You can become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. Or you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars using those lineup optimizers. So if you're playing MLB DFS, you're not using DailyRoto.com. Guys, you're doing it wrong. Simply enter the promo code FNTSY. Get yourself a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the use of those same DailyRoto lineup optimizers that have, in fact, produced millions in DFS winnings. It's the 2019 MLB DailyRoto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. And it was an exciting weekend in baseball as well. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But in case you missed any of what yesterday was all about in that Houston bitch fest against the Golden State Warriors, I think the entire game can be summed up in this final here play where you got Chris Paul getting ejected in the final seconds of this game. And this was the sequence of it all.
Here comes Harden. Shot clock off. Harden steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound goes to Paul. Ball knocked loose, and Gordon was out of bounds when he had it. Golden State ball and a technical foul. Paul's just been thrown out of the game.
Yeah, and that pretty much sums up exactly what it was like during that game yesterday for the Houston Rockets there. And listen, I get it. You know what I mean? The problem with all of this pointing at the ref situation is there is nobody, okay, in the history of the NBA that has managed to go to the free throw line shooting threes like James Harden. Like nobody. All right. The guy owns the free throw line. The guy has gotten more calls than anybody when it comes to shooting threes. Sometimes, you know, keep in mind, sometimes James Harden doesn't even have any intention of making a three. He just, you know, he showcases it and he maneuvers it and he plays it so well where nobody has gotten more whistles than James Harden. As a matter of fact, he's led the NBA in free throw attempts 5 of the past 7 years. Okay. I mean, that's ridiculous. And by the way, in the other two seasons where he didn't lead the league, he finished second and third. So this is usually when you hear those kinds of guys, it's usually guys in the middle banging the paint that usually will get the calls and go to the free throw line. This guy does it from shooting threes, people. And nobody has ever gotten a bigger benefit of the doubt than Harden over the last years. But I think what you saw yesterday was it's gotten to the point where you can't tell if Harden's faking or if Harden's if in fact he is being fouled. They're all contested. But what Harden does a lot of times is when he jumps up with that three, do you ever see how he pushes himself forward? Like, he doesn't fall backwards. Like, he pushes himself forward into guys, and that's where the confusion comes into play. Draymond Green, that play, that final three that he chucked up trying to tie it where he missed that led to that sequence, very similar thing. He jumps straight up, but then he lunges himself. And Draymond just went up and down, and he lands into Draymond Green, falls down. He does this whole thing, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I need not call. Well, it's to the point now in the playoffs, I think, where the refs are like, you want to keep doing that, be my guest, but we're not going to blow the whistle every chance we get. Now, there was a foul earlier in the game against Klay Thompson that wasn't called, and the NBA admitted such. But the one that he keeps bitching and moaning about, and everyone's pointing to, this one with Draymond Green, they came forward and said, hey, guys, not a foul. He does this all the time. And I think the NBA is finally starting to catch up to it and go, you know, listen, you want to go to the free throw line, I get it. But he is so dramatic, and he's kind of perfected that whole, let me chuck up a three and maneuver myself so I'm running into the guy. And, oh, yeah, by the way, now you can go shoot free throws. You can shoot three of them at a time. I think it all evens itself out in the end. To keep pointing the finger at the refs as to the reason why you lost game one, which they're continuing to do, I think is not the right narrative if I'm the Houston Rockets.
Hey, so I got a few things to say on this. One, thank you to the Houston Rockets and guys like D'Antoni and Paul for getting teed up, because that's what got me my middle in that game yesterday. So I appreciate that. I think, Joe, you and I both caught Houston plus 6 early in the game. Mm-hmm. So we got that cover, and then we hit it on the other side with Golden State, either money line or covering a short number. So those technical free throws at the end could have helped a lot of people right there. So thank you. And I represent all the degenerates out there that maybe got a middle. I do have an issue with this, though. And I'm going to take it a slightly different way, Joe. In the NFL, right, it's been a 3-year thing, like, what is a catch? and what is a tackle, you know, like, are you allowed to put the body weight and stuff? This is the NBA version. Jeff Van Gundy, he was hot the entire broadcast. And to be honest, he has a point. There were a few, not the one at the very end, but there were a few in the first half where, yes, Klay Thompson got in Harden's kitchen. I think the problem is they have this term about you have to allow the shooter a place to land when they have their jump shot, right? Because if not, then you get those rolled ankles, people landing on top of where the defender is. But that's such a subjective thing. And you're right, Joe. What has happened here is now a lot of those jump shooters know that if anybody kind of gets into that, it's almost like goaltending, right? If you're in the cylinder, if you're in their space, they know. And so they can kind of throw their hip into it a little bit. You saw Chris Paul do that. You know, understand that they're going to land in a place where it looks like they didn't have a spot and fall. And now sometimes guys are doing that over theatrically, right? And others are, sometimes it really happens. And I think the league really has to clarify, because Van Gundy was like, listen, that's a foul. He thought there were a lot of times where Rockets jump shooters should have gone to the line. But yes, that is a part of Harden's game. Harden goes 9-for-28 from the field. But it doesn't matter because he goes 13-of-14 from the free throw line. So that is a definitive part of his game. But what I think the league really has to look at is clarifying what they mean by giving the shooter the ability to land on the jump shot. That's the thing you got to look for. And in essence, it's the same as in the NFL, like what is a catch, what is a tackle? Because yes, your great jump shooters are able to kind of manipulate that a little bit for their benefit, because they know worst comes to worst, at least they're going to the free throw line. It's like a quarterback chucking up a 40-yard bomb, because they know worst comes to worst, I'll get a pass interference call on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think the league really has to think about. The other way to look at it is Kevin Durant pulling out his Dirk Nowitzki shot, putting up one knee to prevent the defender from jumping into the space. It's like the fadeaway plus, like, let me stick my knee out so you can't get the can't get into my, you know, to block it. That's the other way of going it. But the league has an issue on their hands about, you know, the ability from a jump shooter to land. Keep an eye on that and how it is called for the rest of the playoffs.
Well, listen, Harden's gotten those calls all year long, which is why he leads the league in foul attempts. Okay. But, it's like he's kind of gaming the system. He's convincing the refs to see the game he wants them to see. But in reality, that's not necessarily it, because for all those times that he went to the free throw line this year, a significant portion of them were not, in fact, fouls. It was him being him and creating it where, oh, my God, I'm flopping, and they're calling it. And they have, for the most part, all year, they have called that. But the problem, I think, is
by the letter of the law, it kind of is a foul, Joe.
Well, but not all of them are. That's the point. Right, not all of them are. The Draymond Green one was not a foul, and yet you're bitching and moaning because you've gotten them all year, whether it was a foul or not. You've gotten that call. I think what you're seeing here is that, you know, you got a boy, crying wolf right now, and the league is like, yeah, no, I don't think so, not anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily, because to me it all evens out in the end. A significant portion of those free throws that you got this year leading the league weren't because, in fact, you were fouled. It was because you weren't fouled, but you gamed the system. And I do think that the refs were very aware of that going into this game, where, dude, you can't be 9-of-30 from the field and then bitch and moan because you didn't go to the free throw line. That's my problem with his game, is like you actually are just trying to get to the free throw line. And when you miss, what? How many shots did he miss? 18 shots? Dude, that
19
to me
shots,
would be
like
more. Yeah, I'd be more bent out of shape that you were chucking the ball up in the first half and didn't have any clue as to where it was going. So I do think the refs are aware of this and going, you know what? You cry wolf too many times to the refs. I think the refs are hip to it now.
My thing is that it is a subjective rule, right? You're right. Harden is trying to game the system. A lot of people are trying to game the system. Watch tonight. Watch Lillard do it tonight. Watch Murray do it tonight. My point is, you're right. You know, the shooters are trying to game the system in that way. My point is that the issue is more that it's a subjective rule in general, similar to how, like, what is unnecessary roughness? What is a catch? The league needs to clarify that so we don't have this issue, you know, in game 6 of the NBA Finals with 2 seconds left to go. That's going to be the problem. The same way, oh, my God, what is a catch in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl? They don't want to have to worry or deal with what could be a subjective interpretation of a rule.
Well, you know what it is? We talked about, you know, the NBA has become live by the three, die by the three, correct? Yep. Like we've said that a whole bunch of times. Well, guys, what that was yesterday was simply a live by the foul, die by the foul. The problem you have is, yes, the refs missed plenty of calls in that game. It's for both ways. I get it. There is no disputing that, okay? But when your game depends so much on the refs blowing the whistle, that's a problem to me. You know, live by the three, die by the three, but live by the ref calling the whistle or not calling the whistle, you've essentially put it in the ref's hands instead of going ahead and, I don't know, making another 20% of your regular shots that wouldn't even put this into, wouldn't even be a consideration right now. You want to live by the ref blowing a whistle? Well, guess what? You're going to die. You put it in the referee's hands. Nobody else did.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I guess the best analogy I can draw is an NFL quarterback throwing the deep ball because they know you could get the catch, the incomplete. But the third outcome of the pass interference also helps the offense. Similar to chucking up the three, it could be a make or miss league. But the third option is you get a call and you're on the foul line, and that helps the offense. I think it's very similar, and that's why, that's another reason why you're seeing more and more people do it. Because the third outcome helps the offense the same way you'll see someone chucking it down the field. Because the third outcome helps the offense. I think you're right. I'm almost like, don't hate the player, hate the game, though, Joe. You know, I'm not going to hate the players who look to take advantage of this rule. I'm going to turn my eyes to the league and see, do they get ahead of this and clarify what the rule is moving forward?
Listen, did they miss calls? Yes. But again, if your entire game depends on putting it in the ref's hands to make a call, it is subjective, and refs are human. And that, to me, is that is going to burn. It may work in an 82-game season. Congratulations. But, you know, there is going to come a time where you created the, instead of taking control of it and, like I said, make 20% more of your shots, you are counting on the refs to back you up, which means you have essentially put the results into the refs' hands. And if the refs don't, if the refs miss a call because they're human, or if they go, you know what, enough's enough, hey, guess what, man? You're screwed. So if you don't like the outcome of the calls, then stop putting it in the ref's hands. Take control of the game. Make a few more of your uncontested shots, and we wouldn't have this conversation. But were their calls missed? Absolutely.
Or don't bitch and moan after the calls. Joe, they lost by four. How many technical free throws did the Warriors shoot in that game? At least three.
Exactly.
At least three. So if you're going to live by the, like you're saying, live by the call, die by the call, on the times when you die by the call, understand it's part of your game and don't bitch.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you would have had a shot to win this game. You wouldn't have needed to pull threes. You would have been down by one with 10 seconds left. And it's an interesting different outcome. Don't worry about having...
You want to make the refs a part of the game? Let me know how that works out for you in the long run. More on this coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy. Daniel Jones is, forget his personality of unassuming. He was drafted because he was coached by the same guy that coached Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. Who cares? Eli Manning came out 15 years ago. Peyton Manning came out over 20 years ago. The NFL has changed, but Dave Gettleman has not changed with it.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Yeah, well, looks like we got ourselves some games here tonight, too, in the NBA. Philadelphia-Toronto game two. Are they going to be able to make those dreaded adjustments in order to be able to compete with Toronto on the road? Vegas pretty much looks at it the same way. Open it up, -6.5 for Toronto. It's staying strong at -6.5. Philadelphia over under in this game. 219, it's actually creeped up a little bit to the 220.5, and also late night tonight, game one, Portland at Denver. You got Lillard, everybody coming over to Denver, coming off that game seven win where, you know, San Antonio quit. And don't get me started, because I had Denver laying 5, and ultimately the game closed with Denver winning by 4, but 27 seconds were rattled off the clock. And nobody on the San Antonio Spurs fouled the Denver Nuggets to give themselves a chance. So congratulations, Popovich, and the rest of the quitting San Antonio Spurs. Basically screwed me and everyone else over who had Denver laying 5. 27 seconds left. You don't foul. Like, nobody fouls. And then they're like, oh, well, you know, Aldridge couldn't hear. Like, what do you need to hear? You're in the league how many years? Like, you don't – 27
it's game
seconds.
Seven.
Down 4, like, foul his ass. Like, what the hell are you doing? And no, they let the clock run off. So congratulations to there. But Denver tonight, laying 3 and opened up, laying 3.5. It's actually been pushed to 4, total hovering around 216. And we'll dive into some of these games coming up here in hour number 2. Also, baseball, don't look now, and this is going to be a shock to a lot of people. The Yankees have 2 more injuries now that they have added, and yet it doesn't seem to matter. They keep pulling people out of the stands. I don't even know where they get these guys, but it's the same story, different day.
Be a good thing.
Yeah.
I told
you, today they lost.
Be great.
Yeah, they lost LeMahieu. They lost some dude named Gio Urshela. I have no idea. I don't know how.
They called up after 2 other injuries. You know, now he's hurt, too.
Yeah, so now we've got to hold our breath and pray as Yankee fans. It does look like Gio's is a lot worse than what LeMahieu's is, at least from the naked eye. But it's just crazy to me that we're even talking about the Yankees with a whole bunch of guys nobody can name, with a whole bunch of numbers nobody knows, and yet they just, it's kind of rinse, repeat here, people. Rinse, repeat. We'll talk more about the weekend in Major League Baseball and what we can look ahead to tonight on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hour number 2, let's make it rain, people.